You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In the midst of Shabbos, Zochas Yom Shabbos, Akadosh Sheish Yom Tavosi, Yom Shish Shabbos Lecha. Lo Sasa Chol Melacha, Ata Uvincha Uvitecha, Avdecha VaMascha VeMtecha VeGercha SheBeShurecha. Besides you doing an Issa, there's an Issa on your children, which obviously doesn't mean Gedolim because they're also to do Melacha. What it means is that even small children, that there's an Issa, a special Issa. That children, somebody's children does malacha, or does malacha for him maybe, so you're over in Issa. Different than loisachilim of Kol Toku. In fact, Reb Chaim Oizer in his tshuva on loisachilim said, once he heard from Reb Chaim, calls him Alufa Miyudoi, Reb Chaim Voloshina, it means Reb Chaim Briska, that he said that Issa of loisachilim malacha is different than other Issa, it's a Shabbos Dikadin. In other words, the other one Issaim is an Issa, but over here it's a Shabbos Dikadin. Could be, it's even called a mumalach Shabbos. One makes his children do malach on Shabbos, it's like a mumalach Shabbos. Then it says also your behemah. Your behemah can't do work. Okay? V'amtecha gercha shebeshevecha. That's in Parshas Yisrael. Parsha, to Mishpatim. There it also says, Sheishis yomim tasim asecha, uv'yem ashvi tishbois, leman yanuach, in order, shorcha v'chamarecha. Your ox, your donkey, your gemara goes into why he has to specify. V'nafish ben amascha v'ages. Over here also again it says leman yanuach in a different lashon. In Yisro it's a lav, it's written a lav, and over here it says leman yanuach. So at the beginning of, so there's a parak called Beme Behema, those you learn Shabbos, and over there it talks about what a behema is allowed to go. There's two prakim, Beme Behema and Beme Isha. What a woman can go out with, like Mikar Din, is she allowed to go out with jewelry? In other words, we, right, on Shabbos we wear clothing, obviously. Why are we allowed to wear it? Because it becomes bottled to the body. What is clothing already? So is there are certain things that either it's us, or it's not called wearing it, right? If a person's time will put a shmat on his head. Glasses, so at the time it was a shayla. I mean, they said the Chafetz Chaim didn't wear glasses on Shabbos because in those days they were not so used to wearing it. They would take it off when somebody would come say hello. They'd take off the glasses, speak to them. So the Gemara talks about the Mishnayos, an Isha. Isha can't wear really, we're Mekel, can't wear a Shetel on Shabbos. Because they used to take it off and show them the new Shetel date they got. So you can imagine what kind of Shetelich they wore, right? And jewelry and so forth. Well, we're Mekel. But a Koponim, it says there's a parak, what a behemoth is not. In other words, can you put a saddle on a donkey, the Marshal? Okay, in other words, why? Because a donkey, your animal can't do malacha. And therefore, a saddle, you would say, is that's not part of the behema, right? That's for you to ride on the behema. It's not part of the behema. So Gemara says, no, donkeys are always cold, and the saddle keeps it warm. In other words, in Echrem, you have a dog, and I've seen dogs wear sweaters. I don't know if it's just for reasons or not, but that could be not called carrying. But if you have your dog with, you know, bells on, it could be that, and it depends. The Gemara says, the Mishnayos talk about animals that used to nurse. So you used to put something there to catch the milk. Is that called, that's called carrying. But what's the problem? So place this at the beginning of Behema. Let's look at number one. Gabi? Behema, Yoitza. With what can an animal go out? The Mishnah's talk about, because that was the common thing. Animals go out, and animals always, you know, they wing a saddle, they wing a bridle, they wing this, they wing that, there it is. The other muzar al shvises behemtei. A person is muzar, animal should rest on Shabbos. Diksiv laman yanuach, you should rest. It's an essay, in other words. Umi ulav, the Lord. That's in Parshas Shayf Mishpatim. In Umi ulav the Lord sasa malacha in the Aser Sadibris in Parshas Atav Emdech lekal bemechamer acha behemtor. That's called mechamer. The word mechamer means from the word chamar to make your animal do work. Because a chamar is a beast of burden. And they used to use chamayim in those days for all kinds of work. So to make your animal, to make an animal do malacha, that's called mechamer. So what's the difference if it's an eser lav? So basically, most Rishonim hold, the lav of mechamer has nothing to do with your behema. The lav of mechamer is you see an animal, right? He has a plow, and you plow with the animal. You make him go while any plows, right? Let's say certain animals go by itself. You say, giddy up and they'll plow, and so forth. That's also, no matter whose animal it is. There's a shita samiri that the animal has to belong to a yid. But Shainim not all the Rishonim hold that way. The man yanuach means your animal cannot do malacha. Meaning it has nothing to do with you making the animal malacha. Right? If you have a dog trained to go every day to the store to get you your newspaper, right? So and that's what he does, and the dealer gives it to him. So he can't do that on Shabbos because he's carrying it in Rishus Rabbim. That's called Shvisas Bamtei. For instance, Rashi and Chumash. You look in Rashi and Chumash on the man yanuach. Rashi says you would think that your animal can't graze on Shabbos, right? Animals graze. That's what they do. They eat grass, right? So that's uprooting the grass. That's toilish. Maybe you can't do that. Maybe you have to keep it locked up. Ein ze menucha. That's not menucha. To keep your animal locked in a barn the whole day and not allow it to graze. Just bring the food. That's a menucha. The menucha of an animal is that it grazes. That you're allowed to do. But otherwise, that means, I don't know, you know, they say dogs dig up holes and they put bones in there. Zoizotman, right? So that could be menucha for the dog. Maybe that's how dogs live. But otherwise, if your animal is used to do malacha, it happens to do malacha. I was once by the Pnei Menachem, the Rebbe of the Pnei Menachem. Before he was Rebbe, he was Rosh Yeshiva, and we spoke on this sugya. This goes back quite a few years ago. He had a shaila. The Lumdus will talk about another time. What if you live in America, he says, and your animal's on Eretz Yisrael? Is the Issur Shvisas Behemta according to your Shabbos, or according to where the animal is? The Shabbos it is, or there's a din in the animal shouldn't do malacha on Shabbos, or your animal shouldn't do malacha on your Shabbos. So Tais says it's an essay. Comes along of a kiveger, the Rav quotes the Taisus, the Ksiv Laman, you mean, Lav de loisas malacha, atavdech halakal macham racha behemta Taisus. Vanim is stopik. Kiveger has a shayla, im noshem mitzuvin, it should be mitzuvois, but all right, mitzuvin al shvises behemta. Even of a kiveger, when he wrote, he didn't think about the feminine way of saying it. Mitzuvin or mitzuvos al shvisas behemtoi heicha the lekem mishum achamer. Kiven the heavy rock essay. Yesh loyma the heavy mitzvah say sharzman grama the nashim pturis. Yeah, he wants a taina that maybe women don't have this essay.
Don't
we
say
kol sheyesh
mevis theory?
It's a ram. So if Kiveiga quotes it, he says after chayovus mikidush ayayim. We know that Kiddush is one of the exceptions, right? The Gemara says there's a few exceptions to Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. So Gemara says, Nashim Chayavis B'Kiddush Hayayim, Dvar Torah, Shenema, we have in the Luchas Rishonis, Zochas Yom HaShabbos, and Luchas Shnias, it says Shomer. Gemara says, Zochah V'Shomer B'di Be'echa. Reb Shlomo Alkabetz, his first name was Shlomo, he had to write Shomer V'Zochah B'di Be'echa, so it should fit in his name, Shlomo. That's B'Stama, that's the reason. But a koponim, that's called a hekesh. Chazal makabel, that's called a hekesh. Agam, hekesh usually means the same two concepts in one pasuk. Over here, since it was b'di be'echad, even though one is in shmois, one is in dvarim, it's called a hekesh. So Gemara makes a hekesh, kol sheyeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'schira. Whoever is chayvin shmira Shabbos is also chayvin schira Shabbos. That's kiddush. So he says, so that's kiddush. Yesh loyma davka kiddush. Adayinu schira, b'shar mitzvah sasei. Yeshlama de Pturis, maybe the other mitzvah de Pata. He says, but however, there's a ran. What's the ran? So let's take a look. Kosav Rabbeinu Tam, Zal. The Noshim Chayovis. No, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, there's a chiv to have three sudas on Shabbos, as we all know. And there's a chiv of Lechem Mishnah. But Ramon, it says three times the word Hayyim. Yichlu Hayyim, Yom Shabbos, Hayyim Nasim Tzayu. So you learn that from three times Hayyim, that you should eat three sudas on Shabbos, and it says lechem mishnah, so we do lechem mishnah. Whether it's the rice or the banan, that's a different shmuz, not for now. So the shaila is a woman chayav in that. Kosa Rabbeinu Tam, the nashim chayavos begimel sudas, v'chein nami levtsoy al shtei kikros. Sha'af hein hoyu b'nei saman. Since the whole reason is because of the man, and women had the man, memele they chayav in gimel sudas and in lechem mishnah. This is the Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYosha. Rabbein Tam wrote a Sefer called Sefer HaYosha, not the Mutzah Sefer HaYosha, it's Toysusim, right? A lot of times it sheds light on things that Toysus quotes from Rabbein Tam. This Rabbein Tam is not found in Toysus, we show him quoted. This is the Rabbein Tam. Comes along the Ran, he says, Ve'ain Tzerch, there's no need for that reason. Shebechol Maisa Shabbos, when it comes to all actions of Shabbos, Ish V'isha Shavin, Men and women are equal. Kid Yalfinan, the Gemara we just mentioned, Zocha v'Shomer. Es sheyeshu b'smira, whoever's chayv to be Shomer Shabbos, which is the law, yeshu b'smira. U'bechlal zeh, hevi kol chiyuvei Shabbos. Now, what does it mean, kol chiyuvei Shabbos? The Ran doesn't specify what it means, kol chiyuvei Shabbos. Rav Akiva Eger, there are achreinim, after Rav Akiva Eger's time, who learned that the pshat is, it means, because the Sudas have a connection to Kiddush. The Sudas is all part of Kiddush. There's even shittas to make Kiddush al Shudas, as you all know. The Rav Kivega understands it means everything. Why? Rav Kivega understands that the Pshan Duran is the following, that Kiddush is the exception to the rule. When the Gemara says that there are exceptions to the rule of Zman Grama, so Matzah is an exception, Hakel is an exception, Simcha according to one mother, and Kiddush is an exception. That din of Kiddush exception is the exception to the general rule, but it's the rule for Shabbos. In other words, he's understanding the Ran that even though Kiddush is an exception, but it teaches us for Shabbos that in all mitzvahs of Shabbos, women are chayiv. There's no p'tur of Zman Grama. One could even make, you know, machshava out of it. Shabbos is not called Zman, it's L'mayim in Zman. Good, but L'mayim says, whatever it says here in the Ran, the Rav Kivega's understanding that women are chayiv in all the mitzvahs. Oh, so if they're chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, that includes Shvisis Behemta. Now, if we go back to Kivega, he brings the Ran. He says, Va'ayin bebeis Yosef, soif sim in reish sadak aleph tzachim. What does he want by that? If you look up the Beis Yosef, reish sadak aleph, it's a loch in Shulchan Aruch, that women have to eat shal shudas. Women have to eat lechemisha. But over there, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. He seems to be going with the Shittas of Rabbeinu Tam. So, Rav Kivega is saying, my svara to be mechayev woman is only L'chayra good according to the Ran. Because you say, just like they're chayv in Kiddush, they're chayv in all the mitzvahs. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's mechayv women in Lechem Mishnah and Gimel Sudas because of the nace of the man, that means other mitzvahs could be there's a p'tur of Zman Grama. So maybe women are part of Shvisas Behemtei. So in the middle, in the parentheses, Amar Yud Mem, I don't know who that is, a Talmud of Kivega, B'din Anal, Shemestapik Rabbeinu, K'mor came at Sinus Shabbos at Prima Gadim, B'Sefer Tevis Goyim, which is the Prima Gadim in Chumash. V'li Ani, he says a very stark Akasha. Achreinim try to say different Pshatim, but Tzver. V'li Ani Tzarchi, in Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara says like this, there's a Mishnah in Beya. The Mishnah in Beya says, Shloisha Dvarim, Hitter Rabbi Lazar ben Azayi, V'chacham HaMoisim. He was Mata three things. The first thing is, Parasa, Yaitzes, B'Kretzua, Shebekanea. The Para of Rabbi Lazar ben Azayi used to go out with a bow on its horn. So he held its mutter. It's a takshin of behema. Behema could go out with it. Just like many hold, you could wear a watch and you can wear rings and so forth. So too, a behema could go out. And chachamim oisim. Gemara asks Akasha, v'chi para achas. Hayolol Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi had one para. The Gemara brings that every year, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi used to give meisa behema, animals that are born by you. You take one, you put them in, and every tenth one becomes Maisa Behema. So every year he would give 120,000 Maisa Behema, meaning he would bring to Beis HaMikdash. That means every year he was born 120,000 new animals. So he had a nice business there, Elazar ben Azayi. How he did it, I don't know. I guess he's from sitting and learning so much, his business prospered. But it says, so the Gemara says, what do you mean, one Behema? So Gemara says, you're right. Shchentoi Haisa. It was his female neighbor. Umetoich Shaloi Michaba. He didn't go ahead and protest in her, Nikris al Shmoy. In other words, he should have protested. I had a friend, Al Vashomi, he was lifted last year, Rabbi Hersh Segel, Al Vashomi Yushalmi. So one time I used to talk to him and learning, Yid Yushalmi, a real pure Yushalmi. So he said, Omeri de Gavard. Pashat you learn is, he wasn't Meicha in her, it wasn't he did such a bad affair. It was his female neighbor, but he was Meicha. He says, no. He himself, if he would have done it, wouldn't have been so bad, because he held its mutter. But she had to paskin like the chachamim. Tosfos like brings that a few places. I Yerushalmi, that you paskin for yourself, and one case is Rabbi Elazar. But for others, they have to tell them the lach is chachamim. As far as he himself, it wouldn't have been so bad. But the fact they didn't protest her and tell her, listen, you have to listen to chachamim, is nikras al shmoy. By the way, it's brought down in the Ramah. This interesting Ramah that the Ramah says that if somebody's not moichen aveir, it's nikras al shmoy. We know there's a mitzvah of teichacha, But vice versa, the Ramah is taking out from that Gemara that you get the specific aver. It's not just toichocha, right? I see a guy, what he's doing, he's talking by Yochum Purkim and Shemaya. Okay, so you say, listen, shouldn't be talking by Yochum Purkim. What if you don't protest, you get a chet, right? What's the chet? You talk by Yochum Purkim and Shemaya. If you see a guy doing Chil Shabbos, it's worse. It's not the same thing. They're both toichocha, right? Teretz is, it's Nikras Al-Shmur. But Rav Kivega brings also Raya, that women are chayv in it. Now, the question is why? According to the Ran, we understand, since they chayv in the essay, they chayv in Kiddush, they chayv in all the essays. But according to the other Shita, why should be chayv? What's the other Raya? So we'll say it a little outside. The din is that you can't sell or rent behema gassas, right? There's a minig, even behema daka, but a behema gassa, a working animal, a horse, a bull, you know, animals at work, you're not allowed to rent or sell to Akum. Why aren't you allowed to do it? So Gemara basically says, because of you might go ahead and do mechamer. You might sell them on a Friday afternoon and want to show them that a behemoth works and not realize it's Shabbos. Yell at the behemoth, will do some work, and you're over. So Tosis, let's skip over to Tosis. Vim Toimar. Lomli Tame, what do you need? Mechamer Acha Behemtai. Typically, Mishum Shvises Behemtai Lachud. Taisus comes out basically like this, that this selling it would be mutter to goy. What's wrong with selling your animals to goy? It's a shash, maybe that moment that you'll do malacha and Shabbos. So that you need a malacha mulchamura, which is mechamer. But renting, are you allowed to rent you ever rent a car, right? Business. Can you rent out on Shabbos? What?
It's a clean.
Yeah, so I'm asking, can you?
There's no real Shvises Kevin.
No, we don't pass Shvises Kevin.
What?
So can you not?
Before you could.
Mid the rice, but mid the bonin.
That
you can't. You can't make money on Shabbos. Right? Hope everybody knows that. You make Schar Shabbos, right? Okay. What about Shayla? What about the lend out Kalim? That you know, you have a neighbor who's not Jewish. And he asks you, it's for your car. All right, I mean, could be cars more Maris Ayan, maybe people realize, I don't know. Or maybe because of license plates, so you have to know.
A lawnmower,
right, okay, fine. Right. But a car could be if he goes somewhere else. In other words, you're louder, why not? He's doing malach, as I do you. But your behemah, you can't, right? Remember, we don't deal with this, we don't think about it. But let's remember when people did have animals, right? Guy had a horse. So he tells his next door neighbor, you know, I got to go away for Shabbos. Do me a favor, take care of my horse, right? Take care of my horse. People did that, right? On Pesach, what do you think people did on Pesach? Right? They couldn't feed their animals chametz. They used to sell it to an akum, right? So let's say, so guy says, he tells his neighbor, Ivan, take care of my horse for Shabbos. So Ivan's great, you can use it. So he goes in and he does malachu with it. You're not allowed to do it. Why? That's Shvises Behemtai. Even though you're not making a do, but your animal is working on Shabbos. So Tosfos says you're not. That's the reason you can't rent out animals or be shul animals because of Shvises Behemtai. Frektiv Kivega, I have a very simple answer. A guy wants to open up a business, right? Okay, he's got some kind of heter. Let's forget about the schar. You know, whatever it is. Make sure you go to good rav, by the way. No, don't. Right, and but he wants to, so he's he can't do it because of this problem. We have simple lights. I'll be makne to my wife. I'll give it to my daughter. Give it to them. If there's no shvises behemtai by women, so Chazal made a gzeri, not allowed to rent out animals. You can't be marshal animals. Very simple. Let the women do it. Give it to them. Put it just like many of us put our houses under our wife's name. So put it under your wife's name. Make sure it's hers. I mean, make
yes.
Yes, you tell her. You know this thing or not? You can work that out, right? That's what Kivega says. El mashma that woman amuzza. That's what Kivega says. So Kivega comes up with a new svara, and that svara starts off with his Kivega writes in a few places about his friends. Now, his friends doesn't mean, you know, he hung out with them, Matzei Shabbos, and, you know, went out. It means his G'dayle Adar, the Nesivas, the what do you call it, Beis Meir, the Chemda Shloima. He writes very clearly, Yedidi. So he writes Sher Psari, must have been related, you have to check up out, to the Beis Meir. Beis Meir was from the Gdole Hador. So he writes over there like this. But before we do the Kivega itself, let us see, which is number 7, let us see the Tosis in Kedusha, which we've done many times. But, Rav Hutni used to say, you never get tired of saying over, you know, certain things, right? This Tosis, a very different Tosis. Tosis goes like this. We'll spay out the background. There's a Braisa in Kedusha. Ezu mitzvah say shazman grama, that nashim pturis. Ezu mitzvah say she'en hazman grama, nashim chayavis. So when it talks about mitzvah say she'en hazman grama, it lists off mitzvahs. So some of the mitzvahs lists off. Ein hazman grama, the woman achayev, is Aveda and Micah. Let's take Micah to make it simple. Right? Mitzvah building a Micah. Right? A woman is chayev to build a Micah. Why? It's a mitzvah say she'en hazman grama. It's atolin zman. In fact, all the Rishonim, what do you have to tell me, woman achayv, because it's man grama? Let's say, because it's ain't as man grama. Even if women are part of him, ain't as man grama. It's a lav, like sasan damin beveisacha. You're not allowed to, you can't, there's a lav. So woman, practically speaking, has to have a mica because of the lav of like sasan damin beveisacha. So why does the Bryce have to tell me, woman achayv? Because it's a mitzvah say she'en hazman grama, they chayv anyway because of lav. That's Tosis's kasha.
What's the difference between having a say and a lav and just having a losas?
What's the difference, Rabbi Z?
Ramban.
What? It's Ramban, very good.
The lav is only chazak that's
right. The Ramban says what the mayor is saying, that if they were potter from the essay, they'd be potter from the lav. Because the lav is there to be mechazak the essay. Yeah, that's Ramban. Tosis doesn't say that.
Also, it's a consequence in a sense.
What?
Now, the Leisasim Dam Besecha is a consequence if you
are right. That's Ramban, but Tosis doesn't see you right. The Rishonim don't seem to say that. So Tosis has a two terutzim, and the second terutz is the Yesh Mefarshim. Let's see it inside. The Yesh Mefarshim. It's the game more, not so much the Kasha, but what comes out of this part of Tosis. Yesh Mefarshim, the Makom Hakam Ikan Afkusin is an Afkamina. Kshieli Isha, let's say at the same time, it's not clear what the case is. A woman has a house and she has to build a Micah. So why are you saying she has to build a Micah? So without the Brisa, you would say she has to build a Micah because of the lav. The Brisa is telling you she has to be Micah because of the essay. So let's say at the same time that she has this mitzvah to build a Micah, she has another mitzvah to say. She has another mitzvah to say. So Tosis says like this. He says, the Eve Amina, the first line, the Nashim Pturis Ma'asad, the Lav's Man Grama. If the Braisa wouldn't tell us that, we would think women are part of our mitzvahs. Kemoy Ken Yepturis Min Alavin, the Ikam, they will be put in that situation, the Lav, not like our Mayor saying, means in this situation, the Ikalamayma, the Asi Asse Vedachi Loisase. Because you would say the essay, the other essay that she has to do, whatever, is Doichan Alav of Loisasam Dom Vesecha. Aval Kshain Chayavas Ma'asad, Lav's Man Grama. Now that you tell me the chayiv and Micah, as lo yava esse acher, another vietchena, dein esse deicholoises ever esse. Or it comes out like this, that if the Braisa wouldn't have told you woman a chayiv and the esse, if you have a situation where you have to do another mitzvah, and at the same time you have Micah, so what will be the din with a man? What will be the din by a man? Ein esse deicholoises ever esse. You have a loise, you have an esse, and a male, ein esse deicholoises ever esse. Right? Masha ain't can a woman, if she be potter, all she has a lav. So by her, what will be the din? Esed deichalois esed. That's the, it's a very nice tarot. For the reason we have to know women, in other words, even though it doesn't seem to be a practical nafkamina, right? But here's a practical nafkamina, right? The busy said before, the difference, if you let's say, what's the nafkamina? Here's the nafkamina. If they chayv only in the lav, who be esed deichalois esed. Now that they chayv in esed, esed deichalois esed, ain't esed deichalois esed. That's the Tosis, the Yesh Mefarshim. So on that, which is the main point over here, Ach, Hiksha Rabrava Beinu Yosef Me'eretz Yisrael. So one of the Bali Tosis asked on this Pirish. Listen to this. In Cain, the Gemara says like this, Ein Madlik and Shemin Sreifa B'Yomtev. You can't light, you can't burn Kachem on Yomtev. Right? Ein Sof Kachem Yomtev. Let's use the Mishnah in Pesachim. The Gemara says this in a few places. Pesachim, there's a Mishnah that if a person shechted the Karban Pesach and he left over meat overnight, so it becomes noiser, that noiser has to be burnt. You don't burn it on the day of Pesach, you burn it on Chol HaMoed. In fact, the Gemara Amai, Lacy essay of Sreifas Kachim, it's a mitzvah to burn Kachim, V'yitcha loisaseh of Yomtev, that even though Yomtev is a loisaseh, we shouldn't go into why there's no metoich, but let the essay of Sreifas Kachim be doicha the lav of Yomtev. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara has four terutzim. The last and final terutz, which is what we paskin, Ravashi Amar Shabbosan essay, because Yomtev besides a loisaseh is an essay too. When the Torah says loisaseh malacha, B'yamishri tishbois. So the other Amoraim Vaisdois from the Rambam hold pashtus that tishbois is a description of the day. It's a day of rest. Rabashios know it's an essay. That means if one does malacha and yomtiv, besides the lav, he's also over an essay. Right? Oh, so memeila zok the Gemara ein essay doicha loisaseh ve'essay. That's what the Gemara said. Why you don't burn kachim? So let's take a look at places now. Hikshem Rimeritzol, Ribyes Meritzol, appears that Imken Gabei Madlikin Shreifus Shreifus Yomtov, Mishum the Yomtov Esse Veloisase, Vesreifus Kachem Eina Elase, Isha Shaina Chayavis Beesse the Yomtov, the Heavy Zman Grama, the Chi Sucha Lahadlik Shemin Shreifus Yomtov. So if she only has a lav, according to you, you should say Esse Dech Eloisase. So even if my man can't do it, but a woman should do it. Right? Maybe you could, right? Eino chanami, we don't know what those words mean exactly. Shlomo, how do you touch it to your brachim?
Yes.
Yes? So too. Rutna used to say, yes, yes, yes. That was basically what it means. It means, yeah, that's true. But that's the word actor. In, yes, hachinami, so too. So he says that, v'chitayim hachanami, maybe woman, amay lo lishtam etanet, lama lacha. All over Shas, it says you can't burn kachim. This Gemara is all over about it. The Gemara should say, so let women do it. Oh, so what's the answer? Let's not look at the Vaitan Torah. So how do you answer it?
Why?
Okay, that's you saying. This is Yomtiv. It's not. Oh, so Tosis takes out from here. Elamai Isach Lamei, like this. By a man, it's not Doicha. Why is it not Doicha? Because Eina Se Doicha Lesevese. So it sounds right, so a woman should be. But you see, it's not. So what's the pshat? Zoktais is like this. Why isn't the Eser Doicha Loisaseh V'Essay? Right? So, Rav Kivega on the spot gives a tzushtal. I'm going to ask you the shayla, it's a Tosfos. What do you say? Let's say a guy burns Kachim on Yom Tov. He's not supposed to. He burns Kachim on Yom Tov. Why can't you burn Kachim on Yom Tov? Ein Eser Doicha Loisaseh V'Essay. Does he get Malkus? So the machloikus rishonim is, in Tosfos, whether he gets malchus. What's the machloikus? One sheet holds, it's doicha lav. The reason it's not doicha is because of the essay. It's mathematics. 10 could push 5. Right? But not if there's not a 10 on the other side. And the other sheet holds, no. The fact that it has an essay, exactly, shows us the lav is a stronger lav. For instance, the Gemara says, right, Gemara goes, Ein Eser Doicha Lav Shebekares. Why not? Because where do you know Eser Doicha Loisaseh? From Klayim B'Tzitzis. So only a Lav like Tzitzis. Like Klayim. But a Lav, which is the Loisaseh, Shesh Bekares, it's not. It's more Chomer. Shagasaya says, even a Lav Sheyesh Bo Misa B'Dei Shemaim is not Doicha. Why? It's more Chomer than regular. So Tosfos, look at Tosfos Lashon. Elamai Isach HaMeimer. How are you going to answer this? The Eser Sheyeshimoy Lav, Af Alav Olim. The Lav is a stronger Lav. No, it's not because you have the essay. The fact that there's an essay there makes the Lav a stronger Lav. So if it's not Doicha for men, it's not Doicha for women too. V'loy Dochi Lay Eser Af Hochi Lav Olim. The Lav is a stronger Lav. But what do we see? Okay, so we have to get to the Teretz, what the Yesh Mefarsh would answer. But what do we see from this Tosfos? One is that Tosfos assumed women are pata from essay of Yomtiv. That's what the Meir wanted to say. Maybe not, maybe the Chayav Taka, right? Tosfos assumed they're pata. So he said, if they're potter, by a man it should be ein es adochel es es, a woman not, must be. Why don't you find that? Because the lav is a stronger lav. So how do you answer your kash over here? So how could you answer by Micah that it's only a lav? The fact that a Micah has an essay, right? The lav of Lo Sasim has an essay, makes the lav a more chamadik lav. That's a pshat. The other sheet holds not that way. So what do you do with this? Comes along the base mayor, and then we'll say this outside a little late. And the base mayor said, no, this sheet holds the woman achayv in the essay of Yom Tov. Why? Not in Micah, but this there. Why? Because the essay of Yom Tov is a shave va'altase. And the klal of mitzvah seseshas man grama is by kumva seis, putting on tzitzis, taking a lulav, sitting in a sukkah, blowing a shofar, v'chula v'chula. But an essay which is a shave altasa, that you don't say. That's what the base mayor answered, and therefore that's what they hold. That's what he says. So Kivega says this. It's a nice svara. The problem is a mafurisha gemara against it. He says why? The gemara says in Ksukah, Daf Chav Ches, he brings it here. He'll take a look. Doesn't want to see it. That the gemara says that women are chayev in Yom Kippurim. Ha ezrach, that women are chayev. In fact, of course they're chayev. The Torah is machayev. Hishra kosev ishal ishla kol onshim b'torah. The klal is man grama is only by mitzvah sasa. It's not by onshin, not by lavin. So of course a woman is mechayev in anything which is man grama. She can't eat chametz, she can't, and so forth and so on. So Gemara says, no, let's talk about Tosefes Yom Kippur. So let's take a look just so we see the Gemara. Chav Ches, that's the Gemara. Lo nitzucha ela le Tosefes, Tosefes Inu, right? Lo nitzucha le Tosefes Inu. Salka daita chamina hoyol umiyat rachmana ma'oinish v'azara. Since the Torah was mamayat Tosefes Yom Kippurim. From oinish, you don't have an oinish, and you don't have a lav. Bepshuta ain't a movin. Ma bekach why should women potter? Vizbarti l'tamid, I always say. Rashi's not mashed away, but the Ritva says this pshat. Kiven the heavy essay, salka daitach the lifty kamog kol mitzvah seishas man grama. It'd be like mitzvah seishas man grama. In other words, if it's not a lav and not a oinish, it's a zman grama and women should be potter. So kamashron dechav. So what do you see from there? That even though it's an essay, here's another example of busy, an essay of Sheval Tasa, woman should be potter. Zoktav Kivega, but I can answer how. Maybe from here you'll learn out this klal. Or you're right. If it will be Zman Grama, b'chlal, I would say woman are potter from that. But since you see Tosefes Yom Kippurim, the Torah is Machayev, rather than learning Tosefes Yom Kippurim is an exception, forget the Gemara never talks about it as being an exception. It's the rule, meaning that an essay of Sheval Tasa, women are Chayev in. So that's the pshat in this shita. Now, Kivegam himself later on says that that's why women would be b'chayv in Laman Yanuach. Lamaisa in the Ran itself, all the Rishonim asked this kasha, stamazoi, why can't women burn kachim and yomtiv? If women are potter from the essay, it should be esa doicholoisese. And they don't say toises is teretz because the lav is stronger. Most Rishonim say because women are chayv in the essay, but for a totally different reason from Kivegam. They say that the reason is like this, the Ramban, because what does the lav tell you? The lav tells you, don't do malacha. What does the essay tell you? Don't do malacha. If the essay tells you the same thing as the lav, not because of a hekesh, we know women can't do malacha. So you can't patter them a technicality because it's a zman grama. In other words, if the essay tells you the same thing in the lav, and the lav says women can't do this, they must be chayv in the essay also. So that's a good reason to be mechayev woman, but that's not pshat in that toys, and that's not what Kivega is saying. So it's a little rush, but I'll just do now. There's a Rashba in Ksubis. That's a number 10. Listen to this. Rashba seems to say, even though yesh makom lechalik, but we'll leave without the chilik right now, is like this. In the Mishnah in Ksubis, it says that if the pasuk in the Chumash, a person's ma'anis, a girl of a certain age, so he has to marry her. So it says, if she's a usur, if she's a lav, she's a this, he doesn't marry her. If she's a mamzeres, if she's a grusha takoyin, he doesn't marry her. Frank the Gemara, why don't you say esa dechalois asa? So Gemara says, this is not including esa dechalois, it's not clear what the Gemara means. Basically what it says in Gemara is, because the woman could say, I don't want to get married to him, so it's not including esa dechalois asa. So Rishonim all ask, the Mishnah says over there, the essay of mitzvahs. The essay of mitzvahs. Right? In other words, that you're not allowed to marry the first two generations. So a guy who's ma'anis a mitzvah rishon, a mitzvah shniya, so he can't marry her. What was the havamin that the Mishnah had to write it? Ain esa doicha esa. It's only esa doicha loisa. Comes along the Rashba. Look at the Rashba says. Yesh loimar. The esa the mitzvi, kiven the ain esa gomor, el alav, haba mechal esa, lo odif melav gomor, the nitchi. That should be doicha mepnei esa. Murray dik a chiddish, vachain bu'ula le koin godl, levi esa gomor, al nitchi mepnei esa kalav. The Rashba is learning that the reason the Mishnah had to write these things is because there are certain essays that are Sheva al Tase, but don't Sheva al Tase makes them into like a lav, and you'd say Esa Doicha Loisa Seh. So you could say that the essay, it really depends, of Shvisis Yomtiv is also, not because it's Tam, there's an essay of Kumva Seh, so your woman are higher than that. And Hanami, because you see from Taisim Kippurim, an essay of Sheval Tasa has a din of a lav. In other words, since it has a din of a lav, women are chayven, and that could be the pshat in Shvi Sibenta. So we have all these drachim, at least to say what's a pshat, why you can't give your wife an animal to rent on Shabbos.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.